You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour podcast. I am your Football Hour presenter friend, Alex Mearns. And across this room, this very cold air-conditioned room, is a little guy I like to call Dominy Betts. Mr. Dominy, how are you, my friend?
Not bad, not bad.
This is our second podcast, episode 2 of Manager Watch. Maurizio Pochettino, we will be focusing on you, my son. He's a big fan of the Football Hour.
He loves it, mate. He fucking loves it.
You swore. We're going to have to beat that out. Okay, sorry, Maurizio. His kids might be listening. Kids, who knows, right? You know Maurizio Pochettino. You know everyone calls him a good coach. You know why? Because he listens to this podcast. He gets all these ideas from us. So, Maurizio, we're thinking you play like a 1-2-3-4-5-6-7 formation next year.
So what, a Christmas tree?
No, that would be like the opposite of a Christmas tree.
Oh, so an inverted Christmas tree.
Yeah, basically an upside-down triangle.
Yeah, instead of an inverted wing-back, an inverted Christmas tree formation.
Oh, Maurizio, you're going to go far this season. Right, sorry, we're rambling. This is Manager Watch Series. If you listen to episode 1... you'll know that what we do is we analyse and focus on the manager and their team. And basically, we just focus on the team, really. We call it Manager Watch because it's a good title. It's just a good, good podcast to listen to. So we're going to talk about Tottenham today. Finished the Premier League last season in second. The season before that, they finished third. Dom Betts, are they going to go one step further? Are they going to be Premier League champions? Don't answer that question. But just tell me, how impressed were you with Spurs last season and the progression that the whole squad is making?
I wasn't surprised, because you could tell by the way they played the season before. I know they finished somehow behind Arsenal, but you could tell there was a progression in the club. It wasn't the old Spurs where fans, if they won like 3 games on the trot, would get absolutely deluded and think, oh, we're amazing. They're a really good side and they're consistent. You know what you're going to get from Spurs. And what I like is, it might sound a bit Brexit, but they're doing it with like a lot of English players, and all these other teams, like the likes of Manchester City, the likes of Manchester United, the likes of Arsenal, the likes of Chelsea, they're not doing it with that many core English players. But with Spurs, you've got the likes of, obviously, Kyle Walker, who left, but they've still got Kieran Trippier now, Danny Rose, get a little glass of Danny Rose, got Harry Kane, you've got Dele Alli, you've got Harry Winks coming through, you've got Joshua Noma coming through. Like, they're doing it with a good core of English players. You've got, obviously, Eric Dier as well, coming, I forgot about him. So that's one thing that's nice to see. It's going to only benefit our national team if the best English players are playing for the best teams in the league.
I saw a tweet from a Man City fan talking about Tottenham, and it was something along the lines of, when I was celebrating and crying when Aguero scored his 94th minute winner against QPR for Man City to win their first ever title, and that is what Tottenham are going for, their first ever title, I didn't think, you know what I want to do in a couple of years? You know, manage the books, sort out the books so we can move into our new stadium. And that's what Tottenham are experiencing at the moment. They are not buying anyone in the transfer window as of yet. Why are they not going for players who are moving to Chelsea, who are moving to Man United, who are moving to Man City? Why aren't they going for them? Why are they just being linked?
I mean,
with...
we could look into the quotes, obviously, that Daniel Levy and Mauricio Pochettino said. Like, Daniel Levy said, apparently, the move to the new stadium isn't impacting on the transfer budget. Pochettino has said things like, oh, I don't want to invest in a new player if I've got one in my youth system that I could use to the same effect. But they do need to sign some first 11 players. I mean, as much as I love Moussa Dembele, and I think he's one of the best centre-mids in the league, like what he does with ball retention and things like that, but you need to be constantly improving your first 11.
Yeah.
That's what Man City have been doing. That's what Man United have been doing. That's what Chelsea have been doing. Even Arsenal somehow have done it this season. So, yeah, you need to be constantly improving. There's definitely a position they can improve in, like right-back. I love Kieran Trippier. I think he's great. Somehow he got the same amount of Premier League assists that Kyle Walker did last season, but he's not good enough for a right-back if you want to win the league.
I agree. Why are they not going for a marquee signing where you go, where all the football go, flipping heck, Spurs aren't just developing players now. They are serious players in the transfer market. But they are earning so much money from TV deals. They've just sold Kyle Walker to Man City for 55 mil. Why not stick another 20 mil on that 55 they've just earned back and go and buy an Isco from Real Madrid? Could have bought James Rodriguez for that price from Real Madrid. Instead, he's gone to Bayern Munich. Spurs, at the moment, are one of the most attractive clubs in the world. They play great football. They have a young team. They have a brilliant manager. They are about to play a full season. Everyone thinks this season at Wembley is a bad thing. If I was a foreign footballer, I get to play 20 home games at, I'd say, probably the top five stadiums in the world. Yes, please. I'd love to go and do that.
Playing in front of 90,000 fans every other week at one of the most, as you said, the renowned stadiums in the world. And I don't understand why Spurs, as you haven't gone out for that marquee signing like you said, because...
Because wouldn't that get season ticket holders in into Wembley? Wouldn't that bring more excitement to an already really exciting
team? Because Spurs,
team?
A point here where it can go two ways.
Yeah, yeah.
All the hard work's either going to go to pot,
yeah,
or they can continue on its upward slope to becoming a top, top side in England.
And so I think, not just a top side, Premier League champions.
Yeah, and I think this is the key season for it, because next season, obviously, or following season after, I guess, whatever you want to call this season, is they're moving, obviously, into the new White Hart Lane. And from there on, unlike, obviously, the likes of Arsenal, who were, like, transfer-ridden for years because of the Emirates Stadium, it's not going to be like that for them, because, obviously, all the TV money that's coming in, it's going to sort of balance that out. So I don't see, as you said, why I haven't gone for this marquee signing. But if we look at, obviously, what they did last season, it was, I think I predicted them to finish in the top four, but not to challenge as much as they did.
No,
I think even you might have predicted them to finish outside the top four.
I was really impressed with Spurs last season. They missed a trick in that semi-final. Whoever won that FA Cup semi-final, it felt like they were going to win the FA Cup, even though Chelsea didn't, and they were going to win the Premier League. And it all balanced on a certain point. Do you remember when Chelsea, Antonio Conte, looked at his bench and went, Diego Costa, get off your tracksuit, get your boots on. And also, he didn't just say Diego Costa, he said Eden Hazard. That is the reason Chelsea won the Premier League. Because they had a bigger squad, a better squad. Chelsea used to bring off on the likes of Willian, Fabregas. These are elite level players who shouldn't be on the bench, but because Chelsea is such a big club, and because Chelsea pay big wages, which Tottenham don't, and they pay big transfer fees, which Tottenham don't, that is the reason they won the league. What did Spurs have to look at on the bench? Two players, Vincent Janssen and Moussa Sissoko, who, in actual reality, they spent 50 mil on. If you combine that total, you could have gone and got a marquee signing, a better player. I know that's stupid maths. In my head, it's not stupid maths. 30 plus 20 equals 50. Go and get a big player from one of the top European clubs. But they didn't. Maybe it's because players don't want to come to Spurs. But I get the feeling after last season, they've gone, Spurs aren't going away now. And what they've done now is they've achieved what they've wanted to achieve. Before they wanted to win the Premier League title, they wanted to come above Arsenal. And yeah, they've finally done that.
Like, everyone was saying there's a turn in North London. I was like, no, mate, shut up. Because that's not what's happened here. But if they want to continue being the bigger club in North London, they need to be signing these marquee players. Like, Arsenal have gone out and splashed money on Alexandre Lacazette.
Yeah.
They would not have done that in the last 5 years.
No.
But they know now they need to do it. First season out of the Champions League in how many years? Obviously over 20, because Wenger's been there for 20 years. So, yeah, Spurs do need to splash to cash. I know they're scared that, like, oh, we could have another Moussa Sissoko, we could have another Vincent Janssen, but you need to take these risks, because otherwise you're going to get left behind. You're going to get left behind if you don't sign these players.
Well, the two players Tottenham are rumoured to sign from their rival Premier League clubs are Ross Barkley, which I think's nailed on. I don't want to sound like Sky Sports News, but I know someone who thinks that that's nailed on. And Riyad Mahrez from Leicester City, who obviously won the league 2 years ago. But also, what Riyad Mahrez did last season, Dom, is down tools. They're relatively young players. Ross Barkley's 23, Riyad Mahrez is 26. Are them two players the players that are going to take them to the next level? And I keep saying it, but the next level is Premier League champions from where they are.
Well, for me, neither of those players get into Spurs starting 11. I don't put Mahrez in my team ahead of Christian Eriksen, and I don't put Barkley in ahead of Moussa Dembele. So they'd be great players to have on your bench to bring on, but they're not going to come to Spurs to sit on the bench. Riyad Mahrez is looking to become a starting 11 player for a top European side. Yeah. He's got the ability, we all know he does. Ross Barkley's had potential forever. Is Spurs the club that Mauricio Pochettino can unlock it in him? And he would have to adapt his game to Spurs. So you can't just be shooting from 30 yards every 5 seconds when you're a Tottenham player. But for me, those players, yes, they're great players, but they're not the type of signing Spurs need. Spurs need European elite level player if they're going to sign a marquee player.
We're not just talking about the Premier League. We're talking as well about the Champions League. They've got to deal with...
And they've got to at least get out of the group stage.
Yeah, they do. They were really embarrassing. I know they had Monaco in the group, but they should have been Monaco. Do you know what I mean? They should have been the surprise package who got to the semi-final, and you're thinking, Spurs are good now. Because they've got the quality. I'd say they've got maybe just below the quality that Monaco have in their squad. But they didn't show it in the Champions League, and they are yet to show it in the FA Cup because they bottled the semi-final. Sorry Spurs fans, I don't want to sound really down. But
you don't want to sound like Rachel Riley.
Yeah, I don't want to sound really pessimistic about your season because you should be really excited. You have got a great young squad. But this is what me and Dom are saying. We're rooting for Spurs to do well.
And Spurs, you need to do something with this. You can finish second all you want. But you remember the teams who win trophies.
Yeah.
You don't remember the teams who, as they say, put the pressure on. Like, I take finishing third or fourth, winning the FA Cup, than finishing second and not winning anything.
Yeah.
I would have taken Man United season last year over Spurs.
Of course. 100%, I would have taken the exact same. I've said this for a long time. My football club, Leeds United, had a Spurs sort of journey like they're going on at the moment. We had a great young manager in David O'Leary. Unlike Spurs, we used to spend quite a lot of money on players. We had a great core of English players. Lee Bowyer, Jonathan Woodgate.
Alan Smith,
Rio Ferdinand. British players like Gary Kelly and Ian Hart. Paul Robinson in goal. Before that, Nigel Martin. Leeds never took the next step. We got to the semi-final of the Champions League. We never won an FA Cup. We pushed Manchester United and Arsenal for the Premier League, but we just didn't get there. And what happens is teams get scared of you. So teams like Man City and Arsenal and Manchester United, they're big clubs with big budgets. They will look at Spurs and go, what is the one thing we can do off the pitch which is better than Spurs? We can out-muscle them in the transfer market. At the moment, Spurs are out-muscling us on the field, but we can eventually put them back in their place. And what I'm seeing is Manchester going, Spurs, we'll destroy you in the market. We'll take your players. We'll take your best right-back off you for 50 mil. We'll just see how you cope with that. And then next season, you know what we'll do? We'll come in for Dele Alli. We'll come in for Harry Kane. We're not stupid. These things happen. Clubs like Spurs just don't seem to be able to keep their players. Everton, the same. Aston Villa at the time, when they were good. Leeds, when they were good. Spurs fans, what do you think? Do you feel the same? That you need to make the next step? Sorry, Dom, I've been going on a rant. What do you want to talk about? Mauricio Pochettino. Come on, let's move on. Let's be positive. What has he added to that Spurs team, which are now making them challenge for titles?
He's just make them live the potential that they can. You always knew with Spurs they had this ability to be this top side, but it's never quite did it. They never quite did it with Harry Redknapp, probably because he's not a very good manager. He just got lucky, I'm sorry, in that season. That's the way I see it. They've never had a manager who worked with the club, like Martin Jol. Yeah, he did okay. He nearly got him into the top four, except if the players all didn't get food poisoning the day before that West Ham game. Juan de Ramos, he won a cup, but he didn't really do anything else. Mauricio Pochettino is the first manager they've had who's done what had to be needed with the squad they had, because they've always had great players. They always have. They had Robbie Keane when he was obviously at his peak. They had Jermaine Defoe. They had Rafael van der Vaart. They had Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
They had Luka Modric.
But what they never had, Dom, they had a lot of very good individuals, but they never had a team at the moment.
Yes, and that's what Pochettino's doing.
He's building a squad.
They just need to start signing players. As I said, we mentioned this in a Chelsea podcast. You can't do well and then not improve your squad.
No.
You can't become complacent in a transfer market like this. Like, if we look at, we compare it even like Chelsea, they signed Morata, Bakayoko. City have signed Benjamin Mendy and Kyle Walker. Arsenal signed Lacazette. United have signed bloody Lukaku and Lindelof as well. So every other team around them is improving. And what happens when that happens? If you don't stay with the flow, you will drop behind. Even Liverpool have signed the likes of Mo Salah. Like, they need to sign players, I'm sorry. Even though you've got a great starting 11, you always have to be improving your team.
Let's talk about Spurs' best players, Harry Kane and Dele Alli. It has been an absolute joy to watch them the last two, three seasons, apart from when they played for England in the Euros. They are incredible players, Dom. Are you hopeful that we're going to get another season of these guys improving?
The only way for both the players is up. Because Harry Kane is the first English striker who can reach the level of Alan Shearer domestically. Rooney, I never thought would reach that. He wasn't that type of striker. But Kane just reminds me so much of Alan Shearer. Mm. He's just your typical English centre forward who's not the quickest, not the most skillful, but guarantees you goals.
I know. If someone came from space and went, what is Harry Kane good at? I'd just tell him he's good at scoring goals. Like, he's just smarter than every other player, despite being a very thick lad, it seems. Sorry, Harry, if you're listening. But last season, do you know his minutes per goal? 85 minutes. It's just ridiculous. 35 goals scored last season. What a player.
If we compare that to other strikers in world football, like Higuain's, I think, was 125. Ronaldo's was like 101. Mbappe's was 100. Like, Lukaku's was obviously a lot higher. And Harry Kane is, yeah, he's not good at anything in particular apart from just getting goals. And in a team like Spurs, that's what you need. You don't need him to be technically good or skillful. You got the likes of Eriksen to do that.
And Dele
you got the likes of Dele Alli to do that. You even got the likes of Moussa Dembele to do that. And so, yeah, he's just there to get like the 30 goals a season, and that's what he does.
What do these two need to do next? And I'm sort of talking about Champions League, because we know in the Premier League they're two of the top 10 best players. Easy. For me, their next progression is go and be two of the top 20 players in the world.
The next level for Harry Kane is to get onto the same level as Griezmann, Higuain, yes. Lewandowski, Suarez.
Yeah.
I know he's still a very, very young player. He's maybe, 23, 24. But if he wants to be this elite level player, he needs to get onto that level. I know these players are a lot older than him, but he does need to get onto that level for me. And obviously, I want to see him obviously get goals left, right and centre in the Champions League for Spurs, but also for England. At the World Cup next summer, I think him and Dele Alli have got to be the marquee players for England to lead us to at least the quarters or semi-finals, because oh no, we get annoyed that we don't perform in tournaments, but it is not just down to the manager. The players never seem to perform.
No.
An English player hasn't performed for me, attacking-wise, since Rooney in Euro 2004.
Yeah.
We need these players, including Eric Dier, including Danny Rose, to be our core and to perform exceptionally well for us on the international stage, because the World Cup for me is the biggest stage in the world.
Okay.
Nothing gets bigger than that. And to show you're an elite level player, you need to perform. Like when Ronaldo performed at the Euros this year, that's why people are starting to think, oh, maybe Ronaldo's achieved more in his career than Messi, because Messi's lost a lot of finals for Argentina, but he's never won something on the international stage. And I think the best players you think in history have won the World Cup.
The great thing about the next season, Dom, for these two players is they have every opportunity to go and prove us right. To go and prove to every single fan around the world, because they're going to a World Cup, they'll be in the Champions League, and they're going to fight for the Premier League. So all we can say is, good luck, Spurs. Like, I think they're in for another exciting season, which is all you can hope for as a football fan.
I think what Spurs really need to aim for is some form of silverware, whether that's just the League Cup or the FA Cup. I think they need silverware to prove they're going somewhere.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe whether that means you're finishing third or fourth in the league, you get to like the quarterfinals of the Champions League. But if you win the FA Cup, for me, that's a successful season. Silverware is what defines a successful team.
This is what I'm making the comparison with Leeds. We've got nothing to show from the brilliant early 2000s we had. The worry for Spurs fans will be that they'll all talk about this squad in 20 years' time, but they'll go, but they never won anything. So, Dom, that leads us on very nicely to the question, will Tottenham Hotspur finish as Premier League champions? And if you don't think that, where are they going to finish in the table?
I think they're going to finish third.
Okay.
Because I really think their plan this season is to improve in the Champions League. Because for me, unless you win the league, it doesn't matter where you finish, second, third or fourth.
Okay. I think Spurs are going to finish, same again, second. I think they are truly a fantastic side, but I feel like that Kyle Walker to Man City signing, I just feel psychologically it's so important.
Yeah, mentally, what's that going to do to the team? When you see one of your best players on the other team, I've got nothing against Kieran Trippier. I think he's a great right back.
Yeah.
But he's not a right back who wins Champions Leagues, who wins Premier Leagues, who wins FA Cups. He's not that sort of player.
I agree. Right, Spurs fans, where do you think you finished? If you hadn't heard from episode one, we are doing a social media thing where you tweet us at the Football Hour with your predictions of all the 20 teams in the Premier League, where they'll finish next season. So far, I've said Chelsea are going to finish third, Spurs are going to finish second. They're the only two we've done, so we're on episode two. What you can do for me, write 1 to 20 on a piece of paper and put where you think all the teams are going to finish, and then tweet us at the Football Hour, and we will discuss them on a future podcast. And below the tweet, below the picture, give us a reason why you think so-and-so team's going to win the league or so-and-so teams are going to get relegated. And yeah, it'll be great to hear from you. Dom, it's been another great podcast. The next episode will be Man City, who have been signing so many players. So watch out on your iTunes app, your podcast app, for that episode. Dom, thank you very much.
No worries.
Most importantly, thank you very, very much for listening to this podcast. We'll see you again very shortly.